Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around?
Sorry, I'm late, man.
Happy Sunday!
Happy
go Bears!
Sunday, the Bears! In this Cub town, we're talking Bears, Lou.
Yes. It is Sunday morning.
It is Sunday morning.
I got the Polish and cracked on.
All right. Picked up
a first bottle of yellow. We're ready to rock and roll.
All right, my friend. So,
and we got a new quarterback in the fall. Everything's great.
So come on down to Lou Dickman Weekly. Where the Bears are still being featured.
Yes.
And
To the bitter end.
So, Lou, what is your assessment of these Cubbies? You have. Are you still sticking to your prediction there?
What was my prediction?
That they would not make it past the championship series.
I mean, there's a good chance, if I said it, I'll stick with it, but boy, these guys are fun to watch.
Yes, they are.
You know, you can't take that away.
Right.
And you know what? I can be another one of the sports pundits that has been proven wrong by the amazing Cubs.
I'm right with you on that. They are defying the logic of anyone who even questions what they are this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it amazed. I mean, to me, the comeback in the division game was it. That was it. This is their year. I don't care what happens after that. That was
nobody.
Really
nobody told them. Nobody told them that they couldn't lose.
That's right.
Nobody told them that. I mean, they're just going through and they're just kicking ass, boy.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
How about that?
Fun to watch.
You and I.
I can't wait to get to the big chair tonight to watch them.
You and I are softening up. So let's analyze today's game versus the Jagoffs, Lou. One of my favorite team names is the Jagoffs.
Bears at 19.
Yes.
Jacksonville 9.
I'm going to go 24-21, and finally our kicker is going to win one.
Okay. Very bold.
Very bold.
Bold? Bold on barf. Okay.
Bold on barf. Exactly. Don't say that three times real fast.
So, who's
your Bear of the Week, Lou?
My Bear of the Week is the newcomer, Matt Barkley. Good old number 12.
All right. He's the new backup quarterback.
Yep. And he's got two strikes against him going in.
Okay.
Well, he's a fourth-round draft pick in 2013 from the Eagles. So if the Eagles don't want him, why do we want him? And then before that, he was with USC.
Yes, I know.
So he's a West Coast Eagle. Boy, he better be good.
Lou, I'm going with the rookie. I'm going with Cody Whitehair. He had to step behind that center, you know, when our other guy got injured. And good old number 65 from Kansas State. Wasn't Gail Sayers from Kansas State, or was it Kansas? University of Kansas. He was the Kansas Comet, Lou.
You know, I get confused with the K. Even when I'm driving in Chicago, when I get to the K, they know I went too far west.
Awesome. All right, Lou, do we have... This is good sports discussion today. I'm kind of proud of us.
Yeah, well, I can't get in the habit of it.
Lou,
what's the question of the week? I got customers coming in.
All right, very good. What team and what year was your favorite? What team and what year?
Yeah, it would have to be the New York Giants.
New York Football Giants.
New York Football Giants, pride of New England.
Yeah. What year would that be, though?
You know what? I don't, but I think it's around 91, 92 when they beat San Francisco in the playoffs on that field goal.
Yeah.
And then they went on to win the Super Bowl.
There you go.
That was really my first football season in Chicago, and it was a ball.
There you go, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll catch you on the rebound, baby.
Have an outstanding week, and go Oilers!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Rookie Nookie Service. When you need nookie and they don't have any experience, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Nookie's you.